This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And on our show, the second hour from The Prophet and a brand new season. I'm glad to hear that because it's a good show. Marcus Lemonis will be on the program. There's a comedian that's going extra specially wild on social media. His name is Blake. He's starting a 50-city tour coming up next month. All the material that he does is in reference to nurses, of which he is a male nurse. Funny guy and a great idea. And then we have Stone Cold Steve Austin joining us. And David Cochero will be here to talk about changes in the workplace. And that's all coming up with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. But my first guest this second hour from The Prophet and the new season, Marcus Lemonis.
Wayne Alaroot. If you missed the Energize Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good to the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-461-2114. 800-461-2114. That's 800-461-2114. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. I was just telling our guest before we went on the air, I've been in business, oh my goodness, since the mid-70s, and I know how difficult it is for people being in business and being successful in it. And then I'm amazed at those who would be able to undertake it successfully for so many years. And that's the case of our next guest. He is chairman and CEO of Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises. And he's also the host of this great show, Tuesdays on CNBC at 10 o'clock, The Prophet. Joining us right now is Marcus Lemonis. Marcus, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Very happy. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I meant what I said. You know, you watch the Shark Tank, you watch all these other shows, and we just had somebody from the Shark Tank on the other day. But I really like The Prophet because you do something that the other shows don't do. You get your hands dirty. And I love that.
I think the big difference, and I think the reason people like it, is because they want to take a deeper dive into what actually happens in business. And I think, you know, when you hear from some of the sharks, they talk about, you know, it's just got to be percentages and numbers and dollars and cents. And I just don't believe that that's what business is about. I really believe there's a lot more to it. And it really is about people. And I think that's one of the things that people like about The Prophet.
I think, though, what amazes me is what you do is that you go into places where people sometimes are novices. And I know you agree with the fact that a lot of people will have a lot of product or service knowledge, but they don't have any business knowledge. And my philosophy over the past 40 years has been never get involved with someone who has not at least made one payroll. Okay? But you seem to have a different philosophy, and that is, look, I'll take care of the business end of it as long as you have the product knowledge.
Yeah, I think what I'm really looking to do, if you really kind of boil it all down, I'm really investing in an individual more than I am investing in an infrastructure. I really feel like that's my responsibility to bring the infrastructure and put a process in place. But you're essentially investing in people. And there's so many people out there that just, quite frankly, need a break. And the next great idea, the next great business could come from somebody that has a ton of passion and the right amount of humility and the right amount of sort of focus, but they just don't have necessarily the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always try to get a job when we're younger, and they say you need more experience. And you can only get experience if you're given a break.
Right.
Well, I think my job is really to give people a break. And that's what I'm here for.
But how do you protect yourself, Marcus, against that one individual? I mean, I had the same thing. I was 14 years old, and I was chugging around radio stations trying to get a job, and they said, you're too young, and go get experience. How do you do that? You know, but somebody gave me a break. But if you invested in me, in a business that I had, and I wish I would have back in the days when I owned radio stations and advertising agencies, I could have used you, Marcus. But when you invest in a person, and that one person either doesn't work out or unfortunately something happens to that person, how do you recoup an investment when they're the key employee?
You know, I think the biggest challenge is that when you're going to make an investment in a business, you're really making it in an individual, and you have to hope that what they're doing, you know, makes sense, and you have to hope that what they're doing is going to be, you know, kind of riddled with integrity and the sort of things that you need. But there are times where you get involved in business and people take advantage of you, and I try not to let it sort of phase me for the next one. But, you know, there's been plenty of deals that I've lost money. I've invested over 30-something million dollars of my own money in 2.5 years on the show. And about 3 of it has gone bad. It's gone very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of business, right? You win some, you lose some. And you can't too much about it.
And there's probably a listener out there saying, well, you invested $30 million, you lost 3. That's only 10%. That's not bad odds. $3 million is a lot of money to throw out
the
window.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is important. I've lost $3 million. That money's gone.
Yeah.
And so the other $27 million is still invested in businesses that are thriving or still chugging along.
Right.
But there's no sort of guarantees with any of that. And so in some of the cases, I've had to put more money in some of the businesses. In other cases, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make money, and so I take it very seriously.
Sure, absolutely.
Very hard to make money.
One of the things that I've noticed on the show, Marcus, is the fact that usually when people, and the Shark Tank does this all the time, they want the big number. They want the big percent. Okay, I'll give you, you know, $8,000, but I want 51%. You many times take a minority percentage. How do you protect yourself in that scenario?
Well, it's funny. I think people get confused. You can be a minority partner in a business and structure the deal in a sort of way that gives you the same exact thing you'd have if you have, you know, 51%.
Right.
And one of the worries that I always have about doing business with folks is making sure that they still have enough skin in the game to be interested.
Right.
And so for someone like me, all I really care about is making sure that the economics are right for me and that the return on investment is sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I need to have 51% to be able to control it, because you can document it at some point in a way that says, look, I gave you a check. These are the things you have control of. These are the things you do not. Do you agree, yes or no? And if you don't agree, then, you know, we don't have a deal.
We don't have a deal. What about the advice that people give? Say, don't invest in a business you have no knowledge in. Now, you do that all the time. I mean, you know business. Business is business is business. Sales is sales is sales. But when you come right down to the next, you're in an ice cream business right now. And before you were in it, I don't know, did you, you know, you probably ate ice cream, but you didn't make it.
I ate ice cream, but that was it. Well, there are certain businesses that I'm comfortable because I feel like the core competencies are the same. But there are some businesses that I won't invest in. A good example would be I don't invest in technology. I don't invest in anything in technology because I don't understand it. I don't know it. I'm intimidated by it. And so I have no investments of any kind. But I do invest in industries that I understand. So I understand manufacturing. I understand retail. I understand food. And so it doesn't really matter what the sector is. But I don't invest in industries that I don't know, and technology would be a good example.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, it changes so quickly. How do you even keep up with it? You got to be, you know, awake 48 hours a day. As chairman and CEO of the very successful Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises, with almost 10,000 employees in over 100 cities, how do you run that, Marcus, and do this show and all of the tentacles that this show has as a result of investing your time, energy, and money into other businesses? How do you do that in the course of a day? And I know people have a lot to do with it, but, you know, you still got to manage people.
Yeah, the bulk of my life is really spent on my Camping World business. And, yeah, the show does take up some time, but, you know, I'm just really, really resourceful with the time in my day. I think the other thing is I've surrounded myself with amazing people, and I know people say that all the time, but I would not be doing this show if I wasn't comfortable with the management team that I have. And quite candidly, a lot of the folks that are part of my Camping World business, sometimes when I'm not filming and I come back to the office for a couple of weeks, they kind of laugh and they say, you know, like, all right, are you ready to go back on the road again? Because they enjoy sort of the ability to run their business. A business can't be run by one person, and it's got to be run, you know, for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And this is maybe the best advice I can give people. You will know if the business is successful, if it's successful long after you're gone.
Right.
That's how you'll know.
You know, Marcus, I was 29 years old when I bought my first radio station, and I thought I could be, you know, everything. Everything, everything, everything. And now in my senior years, getting things done, driving results, is through collaboration, partnership, and relationships. And that's, I know, what you say every day in your business environment.
I think, you know, I think the biggest thing that I worry about when I get up in the morning is, how am I going to keep people motivated, and how am I going to, you know, find partners that make sense, and how am I going to find team members that make sense? That's the thing that keeps me up at night, not what did we sell yesterday or today, but how do you keep people motivated, and how do you keep them going?
Right.
That's the thing that scares me the most,
and
by far.
I like what you say about being popular. It's not about being the good boss. I mean, from the standpoint, hey, let's have a big rah-rah-rah and a huge cheer every morning for the boss. The scoreboard is measured by your employees, your customers, and your family, and that's what you do successfully. I admire what you do, Marcus. I really do. I'm a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of your philosophy in the business world.
I really appreciate that, and, you know, being in business does come with some sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
You miss out on some things, and so it's a tough world, and you know, my job is to take care of the business and the people that are part of it.
And with that said, when you're ready to invest in radio and television broadcasting, I'll give you my home number, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks, Marcus. Look forward to having you back again. Please come back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our special guest from The Prophet, the host of The Prophet, does a great job. Tuesday nights on CNBC, Marcus Lemonis. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. PillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segee today. Boy, there is a comedian out on the road starting September 8th who is absolutely sensational. I tell you, he has gone wild with 2.4 million followers on social media and millions of views, and he's on a tour that I cannot believe. I have never seen a tour so extensive as this. Joining us right now with the PTO Comedy Tour is Blake. Hey, Blake, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
I cannot believe the popularity that you have garnered in a short period of time, and with Night Shirt Nurses Be Like, My First Skills Checkoff, New Nurses Be Like, and you're on a tour that starts on September 8th. This is probably one of the most extensive tours I've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
Thanks. It's about 55 cities in 70 days.
Wow. That's a lot of places to go. And keeping it fresh on stage. How did this whole thing start? Because you actually was a male nurse at one point, right? Probably still are if you didn't have to do this tour.
That's right. So I've been a nurse for 7 years now. And about 4 years into my career, I was getting tired. I was getting burnout. Because, you know, even before the pandemic, nurses were short staffed. Nurses were unsupported, you know, by hospitals in different ways. And the one way I, you know, really connected with myself and was able to share my story was through funny videos. And people connected with them, nurses all over the world. So since then, I've kept making funny videos as a way for me to really connect with my nursing practice and to connect with others. And it's turned into, you know, viral videos and now going on tour and, you know, being able to meet nurses.
I think it's important to note here that this is humor to advocate for nurses because they really do have the brunt of the job.
Nurses, we practically do everything, you know, in a hospital, and we wish we could get it all done in 12 hours. And we do what we do, you know, for the patients to save lives. And in my work, you know, doing videos now, I always try to balance humor but also professionalism, because at the end of the day, I always, on behalf of, you know, my coworkers, the nurses, and also patients.
I think it's important to note that you don't have to be a nurse to enjoy this comedy tour, because even people who have been under the care of nurses have nurses' stories. Believe me, I got a ton of them, you know. I mean, but I will tell you this, what I thought was a doctor was a practitioner. And she gave me some exams, really would have hoped the doctor, even if it was a female doctor, would have given me. She was a real estate agent during the day.
Oh, did she sell you a house?
I told her, I said, boy, I tell you, you must be great at a closing, you know, because holy man. You know, she had the white outfit on there, and she had the pen in her pocket and everything else. And when she got done, she said, if you need any more help, give me a call. And she gave me her card, and it was a realtor, you know. And I said, boy, I tell you. You talk about negotiating a price. Holy man. Do you ever find people who are offended by it, Blake?
You know, I think when practitioners have side gigs, it definitely helps if you're doing it full time, because in nursing, it's all about, you know, the amount of times that you practice, that you're really with patients. 90% of nurses are females, but it's quickly growing. You know, when I was in nursing school not that long ago, 7% of nurses were males, and now it's getting to over 10%. So it's really cool to be able, you know, to see that grow. A lot of patients, when I walk in a room, think I'm a doctor, or when they find out I'm a nurse, and they're like, when are you going to medical school? It's like, medicine and nursing are two very different things, and I love nursing, so I will be a male nurse, you know, for the rest of my life.
Oh, really? So you have no intentions of leaving the medical field and doing this full-time. I mean, you're still going to be a male nurse then.
Yeah, I'm still going to be a nurse. I'm not working in a hospital setting right now because I'm prepping for the tour. But, you know, the comedy is just, you know, it's kind of just happened, you know, all of a sudden. But at the end of the day, as much as I love doing comedy, I definitely love, you know, being with patients and caring for them. That's what I spend so much money on school for.
Well, you know, I think that's great because I would assume at some point, maybe it's already happened, you walk into the room and they think you're going to do a show. I mean, because they relate it to the comedy side.
They hope I'm going to do a show. Or they're like, oh my gosh, I watch your videos. Like, can you tell me a joke? It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's too much pressure. The joke will come out.
I can't remember the woman's name. She was a very famous actress. And before she became a very famous actress, she was an airline stewardess. But she loved flying, and she loved being a stewardess. And I think she was on a very popular soap opera at the time. So she maintained her job in the airline business, along with being on this extremely popular soap opera. And people would say, well, you look like so-and-so on The Days of Our Lives. And she said, I am. Nobody wanted to believe it, so I'm sure that's going to happen to you at some point or another.
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. You know, I get recognized even at 7-Eleven or, you know, on a flight. Flight attendants will recognize me, so it's super interesting.
Now, let's talk about this tour. It starts off September 8th in Charlotte, North Carolina, ends up October 24th in Louisville, Kentucky, with a ton of places in between, including Orlando. Now, you're going to be playing the Dr. Phillips Center at the Disney Theater?
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's going to be my biggest show, over, you know, 2,000 seats. It's my hometown show. I was born and raised in Orlando, live in Orlando, worked at Walt Disney World. I worked at both of the major hospital systems in Orlando, Advent Health and Orlando Health. So I'm so excited to play that show.
Blake, this show is in Orlando. That's where we originate this show. I'm in Orlando. I might be your neighbor.
We could be neighbors.
What portion do you live in?
So I live on the same exit I was practically born. I'm up near Lake Mary.
I'll be darned. Well, I'm down by Universal Studios. So we need to get together for lunch one day and break bread. I was going to go to that show, and I still am, at the Dr. Phillips Center. But that's fantastic. I didn't know that you were from Orlando. Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. We really and truly need to get together.
We're probably recording right next to each other right now. We could be in person.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I got to tell you what. Our dear friend Art, who is listening to our interview right now, needs to put us together so we can do that one day, because you're probably right. May I ask, are you home now, or are you on in a studio?
So I'm actually in a little studio office where I record my podcast, the Nurse Blake podcast. So I want to make sure it was really good sound quality for you, Ron.
You pulled it off. There's no doubt about it. Well, look, Blake, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 8th. I'm sorry, October 2nd. October 2nd at the Dr. Phillips Center. But everybody, what is the website, Blake, so we can go to it and have our listeners check it out? Because you are really everywhere in the next 45 days, it looks like.
Yeah, thanks. We've actually extended it. Now my show ends in Seattle on November 21st. Okay. So if you want tickets, you know, a nurse, you want to take a nurse out, you can get tickets on my website at nurseblake.com.
Nurseblake.com. I'd like to take a nurse out, but my wife shies on that, so I'll just have to take her.
Okay.
That, you know, what are you going to do? Hey, Blake, I'll see you on the 2nd of October. Let's get together and have lunch one day. Good luck with this tour. You're a sensational artist, and I tell you, a very talented person, both in the medical field and in comedy. Keep it up, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait to meet you, too. Blake has been our guest. I got to tell you something. This guy is really, really good. And check out his website, Blake Nurse, because he's got so many cities he's going to be at. I'm sure at one point in the next, couple of months, he'll be in yours.
Can't believe the number of cities is going to one right after the other. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data says COVID vaccinations are again on the rise amid the current spread of the Delta variant of the virus. White House COVID-19 Data Director Cyrus Shapar tweeting Saturday that 1.05 million doses were administered on Saturday, the third straight day that over 1 million doses were given. More than 60% of Americans 12 and up are now fully vaccinated against COVID. And New York City has declared a state of emergency as New England braces for Hurricane Henri. The Category 1 storm is expected to make landfall Sunday afternoon on Long Island or in southern New England. Hurricane warnings are in effect along Long Island to Montauk Point and for New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts. The storm's effects are expected to be felt throughout the Northeast, inland as far away as Albany, New York. If Henri is still hurricane strength when it makes landfall, it would be the first direct hit by a hurricane for New England since Hurricane Bob in 1991. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Spend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. A new show premieres Monday nights on the USA Network. It's called Straight Up Steve Austin. Joining us right now is the man, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on to help spread the word about the show.
This is a very unique show, even though it is a show that when somebody says you got a new interview show, people have a certain stigma. But you've put a different twist to this. There's no studio, there's no couch, there's no cue cards, and you go from different cities across the country. Tell us about the format, because, Steve, I think this is a winner.
Man, I tell you what, it was a work in progress, and I learned something in each and every episode. In my pro wrestling career, you know, you kind of start, and then by the time you get done, you've learned a trade, and all of a sudden you go into this new format. You know, I've been podcasting for about 6 years.
Wow.
And having one-on-one conversations with people, you know, in my house or in my studio or on the road, and this is a whole different animal. It's just me talking with different guests and doing outdoor activities, and it's good for me because I love being outside. I do not like being indoors, and on one hand, you know, doing an activity kind of, invokes conversation. By the same token, you know, you're multitasking. You know, you're trying to pay attention to what you're doing, also create this conversation, and, you know, ask your guest questions. So it turns into one big BS session, and they're telling stories, I'm telling stories, and we're trying just to create this chemistry, form a bond or a trust, and have a good time. And I think it comes through the screen. I learned a lot each and every episode, but I had a blast filming each and every episode as well.
I think it would be a great disservice to your talents just to put you behind a desk. That would not work. What you're doing is right up your alley, and you're right. You know, you got to make it a fun conversation and a conversation. A lot of times, these interview shows turn into be a one-sided thing. You know, you ask a question, you wait for the answer, you ask another question. The reality of it is that you share stories, and you have some great people that are going to be on. Trace Atkins, Dale Earnhardt Jr., WWE superstar Becky Lynch, and NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield, and Rob Riggle, who was a retired United States Marine Corps Reserve officer. But I learned something, Steve, being partners with the late Ed McMahon, that you never refer to a Marine as retired. Boy, I had that pounded in my head several times.
No, never retired. And, you know, the interesting thing about each one of these shows, you know, all the activities are different. And either we're barring from a part of their life, like with Rob being former U.S. Marine, you know, I get a chance to go crush cars in a tank because I get a chance to, you know, do something from his background. So each episode has a different flavor and a personality of its own because of the guests and because of the activities.
Well, as a result of me being a race car fan, do you go in a race car with Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Well, you got to watch that episode because there's a little bit of that in there. And I actually wanted to get on a NASCAR track. We couldn't make that happen, but I got a chance to spend an entire day with one of NASCAR's favorite sons. And what an interesting, articulate, eloquent guy that guy is.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have never figured him to be so talkative and so open and candid. He's just a wonderful human being.
Now, what about a little bit of singing? Did you do any singing with Trace, or we got to wait for that one, too?
Man, I tell you what, if we could have if me and Trace could tell the stories that we told on our lunch break, some of those outlaw stories, that would have been a whole show in and of itself.
Oh, that's funny.
Everybody knows that I can't sing, so no, we did not sing one single song together.
You sound like you're having a great deal of fun with this, and of course, it's less hurting after you film a show like this than after a match. I didn't realize, Steve, that you had played football at North Texas State University and then went into wrestling. You didn't want to stay in the football field?
You know what? It turns out, Ron, I was good enough coming out of high school to get a junior college scholarship. That hurt my feelings. I thought I was going to go Division I.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a scholarship to North Texas State University. There was Division II. Now they're Division I. And I was good enough to start, and I blew an ACL out. That was the first of my knee problems. And then my senior year, I came back and started all 11 games at weak side defensive end. What I got was 5 years of an education. I dropped out with 17 hours left to graduate.
Wow.
But I was nowhere near pro football material, and I think that's a blessing in disguise because it led me to do the most wonderful thing I've ever done, and that was being a squared circle traveling all over the world in the business of professional wrestling.
Well, I bet you some of the guys that you played on the team with at Texas State are envious of the popularity and success that you had chosen by going into wrestling. I want to apologize, Steve, for not running down all of the things that you have done in the wrestling industry, because it is pages after pages after pages, and so we'll have to do that at another time. But I'm very intrigued and excited about Straight Up Steve Austin. Now, I know you have like 7 episodes in the can right now. Can we look forward to more down the road?
I sure hope we can, man. You know, Vince McMahon always taught me that, you know, the audience is your biggest critic. So if people watch the show in enough numbers, we'll get season 2. You know what I mean? So yeah. The numbers speak for themselves. I hope to, in anything you do, you want to be successful. In anything you do, you've got to put in the work. So I put in the work of season 1. I've got it figured out now. So I want to apply my experience to season 2 just so I can improve my performance. You know, every time you get on radio, Ron, as long as you've been doing it, is another day. But your last 7 broadcasts were better than your first 7, right?
Yeah.
So same thing with this, man. I just want to keep going, keep getting better, and keep having fun. I got a chance to get in the entertainment business in 1989. And in 1990, I was the Rookie of the Year. I'm still in the entertainment business in a different format, doing Straight Up Steve Austin. And I never would have, in a million years, have envisioned myself hosting a talk show outdoors, doing outdoor activities. But here I am, and I'm having a blast, and I want to keep going.
Well, you know, one of the unique things I think about this show is the fact that you are talking to other athletes, whether they be stock car drivers, Trace Adkins, of course, a singer. You are talking to people that are very well-versed in their world of concentration. But you bring an enormous part of the show to the table, because everybody that you have planned to have on the show and will have in the future probably are very envious of you for the sheer fact your job is not easy when you are in that ring. Sure, all of them are in awe of what you do.
You know, it was really interesting, because I know Gabriel Iglesias was a big fan. Sal Volcano was a fan. Becky was a fan, even though she's in the business. And Dale Jr. So a lot of the people were big fans of mine. And I think even if you weren't, because I don't know. Well, Rob used to go to wrestling matches over in Kansas City when he was growing up. So
right.
I guess I can appreciate the fact that I had a high level of success in my chosen profession at the time. But now the task at hand is to have a great conversation with them. I want them to shine as much as possible. I want us to be as entertaining as possible. So, you know, I hope they appreciate me, but I want to be able to, you know, make them feel at home and have a great time so that we can entertain the masses via a television or a streaming device.
I think it's important to know, too, Steve, this is an unscripted show. No cue cards, no script, no nothing, right?
No, there ain't nothing. There's a lot of research, and my brain cells are trying to retain a lot of information because I've got a lot of questions that I want to ask, but you know, the network's got a couple of questions they want to ask, too, so
sure.
I've got all these ideas that are in my head and all these notes. And it's up to me to be able to facilitate this. And you kind of walk it and chewing gum at the same time. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. And I had a blast. It's very challenging.
Just the sound of your voice builds excitement. I mean, you have a compassion for this, my friend. And that's why it's going to be a huge success for you going far beyond, as I predict, 7 episodes. And again, I want to make mention of the fact that the executive producers are Steve Austin and Dave Barsky, who, of course, had a very successful gig with Dirty Jobs.
Man, that guy brought a wealth of experience, and he was kind of the calm within the storm. I didn't have to really think about anything other than the task at hand because of all of his experiences with Dirty Jobs. And, of course, Mike Rowe was phenomenal at what he did. So that guy really was an anchor for me.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, I am a fan of yours. I think that you are not only great in the ring, you're going to be great on the show on the USA Network at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 Central, Monday nights. And it's star, and our guest is none other than Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. I know you're on a heck of a busy schedule, and I really appreciate you spending the time and invite you to come back anytime. You're a great guest, I want you to know.
Hey, man, thank you, and thanks for everybody out there serving our country. I appreciate it very much.
That's nice of you to say. Say, break a leg. I don't want you to really break a leg after all the time you spent in the ring and then have to break a leg for a television show.
Been there, done that. If it'll give me a rating, I'll do it.
I love it. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you very much.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's a very cool guy and so much different than he is when he's in the ring. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Boy, I tell you something, the workplace has certainly changed many, many ways over the past 18, 20 months. And even before the pandemic, you know, there was things that were happening in the workplace that was changing, but really changed when it came about. And that, of course, is working from home. Joining us right now is a business expert and the CEO of Office Space Software. Joining us is David Cochera. Hi, David. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Ron. Thank you for having me.
There's no doubt about it. The workplace has changed for all of us. And I think initially, when everybody went home, I think a lot of employers, correct me if I'm wrong, were afraid that it's very difficult to have discipline when you're working from home. And they're, I'm sure, kind of concerned over the fact that possibly employees could be distracted. But I think a lot of people have grown accustomed to that and got into a trend. Am I right or wrong, and what are the trends?
You are right, and I think what we're seeing is that both companies and employees recognize that while productivity has remained the same and in some cases potentially improved as people were forced to work remote. There's also this strong desire as humans to be back in contact with people. And so now the trend that we're seeing is that companies have acknowledged that, you know, things have changed obviously over the past 12 months, but they're acknowledging also that how and where we work will continue to change as we move forward. And safety and flexibility are the key. Making sure your employees feel safe and working through and understanding what flexible work means, you know, for your employees is going to be key as we start to plan to return to the workplace in whatever form that takes.
David, let's say in a perfect world, tomorrow, and I wish this would happen, this whole illness thing went away. Is it more productive and is it cost efficient and a plethora of other things for employers to keep workers at home? Because I know that in my particular case, in a creative atmosphere, being around people is important because collaboration, the ability to bounce ideas off, the interaction can work both ways. It can either soak up a lot of good working time or it can make you more creative. What is the outlook for the employer? What do he or she want to do?
Ron, this will absolutely depend on the type of company and the type of work and the groups of employees that they have. I agree with you completely that there are some people who will prefer to be working at home at their own pace, you know, maintain probably a higher level of productivity than they would if they were in an office or in a collaborative environment that might be distracting. I, on the other hand, like you just mentioned, I believe that, and I feel better when I'm around people. I enjoy collaborating and enjoy being in the office, but I recognize that that doesn't have to be full time. And so the hybrid models that we're starting to see evolve are really ranging from companies and industries that feel like the traditional work environment of the past is the right way for them to move forward. And you've seen companies like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan and others in the financial services industry come back and say, we're going to go back the same way that we were. But they'll have a different level of added flexibility, but the office itself will operate very similarly. And then you're seeing other companies in other industries where they recognize that having talent broadly distributed around the world and allowing for that flexibility is actually opening the door to additional talent for them, and they can work effectively that way. And they're changing, they're either getting rid of real estate or they're changing their real estate footprint into more of a, you know, collaboration studios and conference centers where employees come to work together when they need to, but it's not the expected norm.
How does technology affect this, David?
Well, technology has definitely been pushed. And if you look back to the middle of last year when everybody was, or the beginning of last year when everybody was forced to work from home, we were really testing what that meant from a, you know, connectivity perspective, from a security perspective, and from a collaboration perspective. But over the last 12 months, there's been a lot of advancements, and also a lot, I guess people are becoming much more accustomed to what that work looks like. But technology has definitely advanced to help people collaborate when working remotely. And then from a workspace perspective, technology like ours at Office Space Software is there now to help companies as they plan to get back into the office, and how they plan to do that and how they plan to engage with their employees and maybe change the footprints from a, you know, Ron sits at this desk and David sits at this desk to Ron and David can book desks when they need to and they can sit wherever they want to be more effective and productive in their work.
Is it more economically feasible to have somebody work from home or come to the office? I saw a story the other day that said that some employers, at the request of the employee, I want to work from home, you can pay me less because I like this environment I have at home and I'm saving gas mileage and everything else. What is the preference of the employer?
I think that also depends on industry and company culture. I think it's hard to determine right now if the productivity gains of being in person or letting people work remote will how those contribute to the economics of, let's just say, salary or straight real estate costs. So as people are embracing this change and really determining for each, you know, each company, there's no what works for me might not work for you, right? Everybody's going to be different in this. And as they embrace this new normal and figure out what hybrid work means for them, I think that's going to be the next layer, is how do we evaluate the effectiveness and the efficiency from a cost perspective, the effectiveness of our employees and the efficiency from a cost perspective and determine if we're seeing better productivity and efficiency or if we're seeing decrement to what we've seen in the past. A little bit of time left to figure that to answer that question completely.
How does your company play into this equation?
We've developed software that helps people understand their space, manage their space. The company's been around for over 15 years and has helped facilities and workplace leaders as they engage with their employees and the workspace. As we've pivoted as a result of how people are planning to return to the office, we're now developing our software to be more employee-focused and help the employees understand what's available to them and how they engage with the workspace to make them more productive. You know, what the office looks like, having a visual plan of the office, understanding where people that you might want to work with are and if they're going to be in the office, when they're going to be there. So that you can book, as I mentioned, you know, you and I could book desks close to each other when we're going to be in the office. So really opening the application up so that employees can book desks, book rooms, and engage with the workspace in a way that makes them feel safe and productive.
Times are a-changing. There's no doubt about it. David, where can we go for more information about what we chatted about today and a lot more?
Yeah, you can go to our website at officebasedsoftware.com for more information on what we're seeing with companies as they embrace the hybrid workplace and the various models that we're seeing them employ as they plan for their returns.
Got to come back and join us again because I'm sure 5-6 months from now there's going to be other changes and we'd like to update our audience as to what they are, and I think you can do that. Would you do that?
I would absolutely do that, Ron.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a great day, and thank you for all of the information you've given us. As an employer, it is very, very helpful to me, and I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, Ron.
Our guest has been business expert and CEO of Office Space Software, David Cochera, talking about the changes in the workplace, whether it's at home or back at the office. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgwick today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include the legendary Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, Fatima Silva, actress Jenny McCarthy, from the Prophet Marcus Lemonis, comedian Blake, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and David Cochera. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgwick today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgwick, and I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.